Studios of Shekinah Assembly International Churches, equipping with kingdom values for societal relevance. As you listen to expository teachings of God's Word by Reverend Vincent and Pastor Mercy Diolo, your path and life will shine brighter. Shekinah Assembly, bringing sons to glory, adding value to life.
Consecration level gets to the next place. I'm telling you. You meet other people, giving ceases to be a problem. You yet meet other people, prosperity opens for you. You see, God gave different men different things. Yes. And we are grateful to God for having him again as this year is starting. Pastor, you're welcome. Please let your hands together for Jesus.
Pastor Tansa, for the opportunity, and then my church, Pastor Chiamaka, thank you. Pastor, thank you. Anyway, this is my church because I'm sure I've been here before most of you. It's actually true, sir. Yes, only does. There is one ministers and pastors meeting we had many years ago here. And there is one we had at UNEC many years ago. That one is strange for me. Because there is something that happened that day for me. I'm trying to say you are in a good place. Give me strength, sir. I've started. Listen to me. When God wants to shift you to a new level and begin to do new things in your life, what it does is to bring men around your life. Men that carry the possibilities of the season and the things that you seek. You pray and then God said, I've answered your prayer. What will he do? He sends men. Because when the children of Israel were crying in the land of Egypt, and God said, I have heard your cry. I have heard your cry. I will come and save you. What did he do? Sent Moses. Anyway, when I started the Shekinah Assembly, I didn't have plan to come, but just like most of us. Somebody dragged me and I came. I will not lie to say that actually I labored. See, wherever you find yourself, you don't know there is a way people live their life, and you know that they will not amount to anything in this life. And there is a way you live your life, you know it's a matter of time. I was talking with Pastor Mike. I was telling him some of the things I had with Reverend those days. Most of the things he said about me was not because of I saw vision, I saw that one. There are two things you understand about the prophet. Give me flat strings, don't give me anything. You have been doing well, don't. Now, there are two dimensions to the prophetic. One is the prophetic word, and then there is a spirit to that prophecy. By that we mean that there are things you need to be doing so that what God said via the prophetic will come to pass. Let's say God said, I will bless you. And then you refuse to leave the conditions that brings the manifestation of that prophetic. You will think God lied. You will say, this year, Pastor, I've started prophesying again. They have started saying this thing, they say it. No. You are the one that is a fool, because you don't know that there is something it takes for that thing to come to pass. So when we see men that we have not seen anything, in fact, it's not a must that you will see, but you see the way they live their days, you will know that this one will end at the top. Reverend called me one day. We finished washing the church, doing many things. The man doesn't rest. Me, I followed him. From morning, early in the morning, we are walking, moving around till 8 p.m. in the night. We now went to his house. Mommy gave us food. Of course, Reverend serves himself if you leave him. When you finish, he'll be the one to pack the plate. So, when we sat there, a man was on the television. He was preaching with a large crowd. He turned to me. He said, "Chinedu, that will be you in a few years' time." I didn't believe him, because me, there is a way I do my own. I'm not too moved by what you are saying that I will be. I'm more interested in what I'm doing to make sure that thing comes to pass. So he could have said that thing, and I would have done another thing. 5 years after, 10 years after, you will not amount to anything. That is why many people will start running and few will end up in that place. I trust God that wisdom will be granted to you today. You see, there is a wisdom that informs accuracy. Pastor, it's true. See, I know people say that knowledge is light. Knowledge is not light, it's not knowledge. Well, I agree that there is light in knowledge, but knowledge itself is not light. In other words, I can say something from the scripture, read it. You have not received light, but you have knowledge. There is an energy that quickens the packets that is inside, so that it will receive the energy level. Because the understanding that you need to power your destiny is not mental understanding. There is a full knowledge in the will of God that is manifest in spiritual understanding. That is an education of your spirit. Sometimes those things you wrote down for the year, you might not be able to go back to it for 6 months. But when you go back, you find out that even though I'm not monitoring but I've been able to leave what I wrote there. That means your spirit was educated. Affect my life, breathe on me. Lord, I look to you for life. Affect my life, breathe on me. Lord, I look to you for life. Affect my life, breathe on me. Lord, I look to you for life. Affect my life, breathe on me. Lord, I look to you for life. faith my life breathe on me. I look to you for life. It's not a song, it's a prayer. There is no strong man. We are all men that God accepts. That is why anytime we appear, we cry for mercy. The administration of help is found in the economy of God's mercy. When God has shown you mercy, he begins to bring help to you. He knows that if I leave you with this way you are praying, you will never end up, you will never measure up to what we need. The way money comes in your hand and in 2 days he has left, if we leave you like this, you will not be able to save. You will not be able to do anything meaningful this year. So he shows you mercy and begins to administrate help to you. Pastor, that song, we are going to sing it again. Jesus Christ. The first two. Are you ready? The first two. I found out that the voice of God is the most costliest thing on earth. It's the most costliest thing in heaven. If God can speak, Pastor. If God can speak in the courts of heaven, there is what we call the holy decree. Those are the things that Satan fights and he makes sure he doesn't comfort. You see, in the summary of the times, God decided that his manifestation will be in utterance. The Bible, talking in the book of Hebrews chapter 1, said that God who spoke to us at sundry times and in diverse manners had chosen in the last days to speak to us via his Son. So on that day, Christ became the utterance. See, there are many things that the Christ is. But on the last days, one of the major things that the Christ is what? The utterance. And remember what the scripture says. And actually, that's where I want to read. That's where I want to see. But he answered and said unto, and said, this is Matthew chapter 4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I know you have been reading this place. You don't understand it at all. This place is saying, however long you have lived on earth, sir, it is a waste. The one that is useful is the one that was powered by the voice of God. That is the one that heaven is aware of. Every other one you are doing, they are not aware of it. And you cannot expect God to release resources to power an adventure in your own device. This place said, for man shall not live by bread alone. That means there is something, a resource that powers the life of a man. And that is the voice of God. It then means that if there is any living that we had that was not powered by the voice of God, is it true that you lived? So the men that are truly living are men that their life is powered by the voice of God. So how important is the voice of God? It's as important as your life. This is a dimension of life that Satan cannot fight. I tell you the truth in God, I lie not. If anything comes by God's instruction and by the voice of God, that is the one that Satan can't do anything about. He is powerless. The only fight he's fighting is that instruction will not come. I can show you from the scriptures. For 21 days, that prince of Persia held the angel Gabriel. I thought it's to bring car for him. I thought it's to bring house, to bring wife. It was instruction, Pastor. It was wisdom to power the next move of God in the life of that man. Something that will liberate the children of Israel. That is what Satan is contending. And when the man arrived, He said, "Beloved Daniel, I am come to grant you skills and understanding." That is what Satan is fighting. So anytime you see the highest levels of warfare is to make sure God doesn't speak in your life. If God will speak, this year is easy. We love your presence. We love your precepts. What is your fragrance? What are you saying now? We love your presence. See, touch yourself. I love your presence.
We love your presence. What is your presence? What are you saying now?
Now, you don't know what you are saying, you know. You said you love his presence, you love his precepts. Then you now ask the question, what are you saying now? It means the voice of God comes to a certain group of people only. Men that their heart has been consumed with the love of God. So it means that you love his precepts. The question is, the last instruction God gave you, have you done it? There is no new instruction for you, my friend. It's still that one. The Bible says that this is the way I know you love me. When you do what? So you have not kept his commandment. That means you don't love him. We love your presence. Don't lie. We love your presence. What is your fragrance? What are you saying now? Job gave a testimony, Pastor. He said, there was days I was very strong. And the testimony of his strength was that the voice of God was in his tabernacles. And the Lord washed his feet with butter. That was the testimony of his strength. Every strong man, I have found that all the strong men I knew, they are the men that can do anything to hear the voice of God. You know, you are in a hurry. You still have skills. You still have many things to do. One attack from the altar in your family that has been there for 10 years, we just crumble every of your plan. You planned well and he still failed. Planned well, he failed. Are you not wise? Stay back, tarry and receive a voice. That one Satan can fight it. So all he's doing is to distract you from the voice. If God can speak, if he can speak. Pastor, it was like this I was doing, and God, you know, I was fasting, praying. And on that mountain, God told me, I give you a mouth and a wisdom that men cannot gainsay. You see, you might not like my face, but you can't deny there is something about what I'm saying. I was not like this. Oh, it's God that said it. And then my life was molded by the word of God. If God can say something, even this whole earth will be nothing just to comply and conform to the word that came from his mouth. Satan is not your trouble, my brothers. Satan is not the trouble. Secure the voice. Tarry until you secure the voice. Tarry until you secure the voice. There are a few things that God will do today, and Pastor has said it. So, and we have already sang it in the song. You know, there is what we call, there is a wisdom to manage spiritual things. So you need to have that wisdom. Somebody started. You need to know where you enter. You need to know where you enter, or you cut off the move of God. He said there is a movement and there will be instructions. That was why we stayed on the second song. Elijah. Elijah did something and he received transport systems. I'm just preparing your mind so that we'll now go to the scripture. There are transport systems that you need, my brother, between here and where God intends for you. In the kingdom, we don't trek. Your God doesn't trek. He is born on the wings of the cherubs. Doesn't trek. It was on that account the scripture now told us in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31, that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as the eagles. As I've said before, the place of the height is the place of strength. God will grant you transport systems. And sometimes transport systems are just human beings. Just relationships is what you need between here and that place. I'm making everything simple. If I go revelation and very fast now, you might not. Somebody instructed me yesterday that I went to a meeting yesterday, just retreat meeting, and the revelation was flying. They brought a bishop and he sat down. The man, he was doing his head like this. He said, "Kai, where are you fetching this thing? The frequency is too high. I hope these people are understanding. So I want to settle your heart so that you can flow with me. Something will happen in this place." We don't need to say amen. I'm casting news. You watch NTA now. If the person casts you, do you say amen? He is not aware. You can say amen. I'm not. Well, your amen does not affect what is happening. Because God has told me what he will do. And that is the most important thing. So God will grant you transport systems. Some of them is relationships. Pastor, I won't lie to you. I've been anointed until not too long ago. I met a man. When I met Apostle Aramid, my life shifted. And I saw that all sometimes what people need is just everything is already in place. All you need is to be transported. What I have, nations need it. But where they need what I have, I'm not there. I need to be transported to that location. But I don't have any system to transport me. The message of God will bring you transport systems in the spirit. The Bible said that Elijah was carried down. He overtook Ahab and entered the gates of Jezreel. How is it possible? There are systems of transport in the spirit. When a man mounts on it, it is irrelevant the time that has been lost in your life. God can bring recovery in a moment. We love your presence. We love your precepts. What is your fragrance? What are you saying now? So God will heal receptacles. You see, sometimes it's not as if God is not talking. It's just that you are not hearing. There are people here, you still don't even know how to hear God. It's trouble. So all these things we are saying is still, God will heal your receptacles. There was a certain group of people in the scripture, the Bible says, and their eyes is blind, their ears is deaf, and their heart is waxed gross. There's a reason. So that they won't see or hear or understand and be delivered. There are riches in the kingdom that these men can never participate in, except their spiritual senses and receptacles becomes activated. One. Some people, their own is activated, but it has waxed gross. So it was the testimony that is in the book of Revelation that will become your experience. They said, ask of me so that I will give you eye salve so that you wash your eyes. That's where the second song comes. I don't know how to sing the second, but pastor will help, somebody will help me. But it's a prayer. It is a prayer. When you stand, you now see.
Okay,
that's the only thing I remember. It is the word. Are you with me now? My own is the word. He has fired into my spirit. You are still in the flesh. No. There is nothing you can accomplish in the flesh. So anytime you appear, try as much and as fast as possible to find your place in a particular location. The Bible says that God is what? A spirit. So they that will worship him will do so in spirit and in truth. That means that there is a particular location where the realities of God is domiciled. If you want to interact with those realities, you must find yourself in that place. Where is that place? The spirit. So any activity or engagement that you are advancing outside of that realm, you will never touch God though. You can pray, do many things, you didn't touch God, you still go. But if he's there, then if you cry, it is a reality. Your tears, those days, your tears is a reality. If you laugh in that place, pastor, is a reality. That's why you come to Kenny Hagin's meeting, they will be drunk in the Holy Ghost and be laughing. It's a reality. Meanwhile, remember people laugh in the flesh. Oh. But this one now is in this. What is the difference? It is the location where the activity is taking place. For example, the self-communion. You know, it's normal thing you can eat outside. Just that by consecration, as it has been transferred to another location. So the reality has changed. In theology, they call it transubstantiation. Amen. So God will heal your receptacles, and then he will open the ones that is not working. You will never be effective in the kingdom that you are born into if your receptacles are not working. Okay, sit down so that I will not stress you. Let me say a few things, and then no, don't go. You are sentenced to stand me because I don't know how to sing much. But I worship a lot. But I'm learning. Increase the volume small. I'm like Elisha. We function by sounds. Something happens to my capacity to communicate the revelations of God when I hear the right sound. That's why as you are doing, be praying in tongues, because if anything happens, it's not only me that will be affected, it's all of us. Elisha was the one that said, get me a minstrel. When the minstrel played, the spirit of God came upon him. And then he began to function. If your receptacles are not working, God will be speaking. You won't know. There are many things concerning the voice of God that is very important. But I might not be able to go into all. But let me say a few things. The Bible said in the book of John. Is it not John? John or Matthew. He was talking about Nicodemus. The man that came and met him in the night and said, he said, good master, nobody will be able to do this thing you are doing except I have looked at that accreditation and appraiser. Pastor, who is a lecturer here? Okay, you know appraiser that they give. This is Nicodemus came to give Jesus appraiser. In the Bible service. I think they call it KPI now. Is it not KPI? Key Performance Index or whatever. So those things that they bring out, he said, no, one of them is that this one, nobody can do this one except he is sent from God. This one too, we have seen also this one, and because of that we have come to you and say, good master. If I'm the one, I'm telling you, Pastor Shamaka, if I'm the one that was giving that appraisal, I'll be so happy that God have approved my ministry, that the known men in the city and in the body of Christ is now raising my hand. You didn't, some of you don't know what that accreditation means. It's like Bishop David Oyedepo now coming to you now and raising your hand. Or Bishop Matthew Kuka. Will you refuse it? No, it's not him. But what it means is that it is coming from somebody very recognized. If you accept it, the people will accept you. What was Jesus' answer? He said, except a man be born again, he shall not see the kingdom of God. What is the relationship between these two things? My sister, what is the relationship? Somebody is praising you and doing all my, you say, except a man be born again, he shall not see the kingdom of God. We need to go back and study how Jesus preached and did his ministry. Because even me, I will draw back. You see, there is a reason. There is a reason. There are things you should not accept from men. Huh? Even though they are good. The reason is because even though they are good, it was not born from accurate appraisal. For a man to accurately appraise you, he has to understand your reality. Are you with me now? Follow me. I'm trying as much as possible for you to follow me. For a man to accurately appraise you, he must know and understand your reality. This is what I mean. Do you know that there are 12-year-old children that you see in secondary school? You think they are 12-year-old, but their reality is Queen of the Coast. I hope you know. Now, you cannot come and say that young girl is 12-year-old. There is a reality that that young girl sustains. And that reality is what informs the life that she lives on earth. So, the man that is giving Jesus appraisal doesn't know his reality. Are you with me now? So, the reality of Jesus is domiciled in the kingdom. And except a man is born again, he cannot be able to see into the kingdom where the reality of Jesus is what? Domiciled. So how can you now give me an accurate appraisal when you don't have access to the kingdom? Because that is where you will actually know me. The one you are seeing is not me. This is God himself in the flesh. So they all assume that he's a good prophet. He said, no, you are missing it. I will not accept your appraisal except you are born again. And then what do you say? You will see. If you check the word see, it means perceive. It means that your perceptive capacity is activated when you are born again. Is it not true? So the way a believer appraises matter is different from the way unbelievers appraise matters. Because you have received a sight into the kingdom. Are you with me now? The implication is that the way you now live will be different from the way an unbeliever lives. Because your reality is different from that person's reality. Is it not true? Jesus will help us. The reason why believers are weak is because they live outside of their reality. And the only way for you to interact with your reality is for your senses to be activated. That is why Paul was crying in the book of Ephesians. He said that the eyes of your understanding, what? Pastor, my prayer point has changed. There is something has to happen to us. You cannot function beyond those receptacles. The reality of the believer is where? Say the kingdom. Let me say it the second time. The reality, your reality is where? So you are as strong as how much you have interacted with that reality. An interaction is on the basis of perception. So Paul said, there is one prayer you should be praying, that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. The reason why I'm saying this thing is that you can live 40 years, you wouldn't know yourself. And when you don't know yourself, you'll be living another man's days. I'm analyzing our song. When you see, you live your days. That's what I'm saying. If your eyes can be open to see, then you'll be able to live your days. You see, every man is a seed of eternity. I hope you know. Sister, you are a seed of eternity. Time has no hold on you. The Bible says in the book of Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, it says, before you entered your mother's womb, it's not when you are dead. I knew thee. So there is you before that was there, before it entered your mother's womb. That's the one that God knows. Before you are born, you are now ordained. That means your ordination your ordination supersedes your birth. The question is, what have you been doing since you were born? Because are you with me now? The circumference of your manifestation on earth is your ordination. And that is the one that God knows. That one that God knows is the one he releases resources for. Anytime you begin to find yourself in that circumference, you are the one that can die. That is the one that has the capacity to break the hold of the curses that has been running in your generation. Are you with me now? When you subscribe to that reality that you are in Christ, by that subscription, you have dissociated yourself by what we call the law of exemption. The realities in Christ is now your reality now. So, for example, the people in your family sustain the reality that when they marry, they won't do well in their marriage. It happened to your great grandfather, happened to your grandfather, happened to your father. It's not happening to you. No, that is the reality that is different from the one that God has ordained for you. Are you with me now? So, first of all, you need to see your reality. The challenge is that when we say see this reality, people will go and read Bible and think that head knowledge means that they have seen. Pastor, sometimes you have to fast for 1 year to see one thing, just one. That's why you are fasting this January. Just to see. Paul said that there is a grace that makes all men see. He said that you might understand my knowledge in the mysteries of Christ, that the things that has been hidden in God in times past, that God by his will decided to hide it.
But he has begun to reveal it in the dispensation of the end of times through his holy prophets and apostles. He said that you might now understand there is a portion granted to me in that body of revelation, and it's large, that you might understand. And for me to function in that ministry and calling, I received a grace. What's that grace? That makes all men see. If I will be able to help you to see one or two things, I have done all for you. You need to see, because people can give you many, they can give you a lot of interpretation about your life. I'm telling you. Pastor was at Makodi, and there is a table like this, the wall like this on the guy's room. That's where I sit to study. Sometimes 6 hours, sometimes 10, sometimes 12, sometimes 20. And one of the things I learned from then is that the presence of God is also a costly commodity. Before it comes, you have to tarry for long. It is majestic. Say majestic. You can't force it. If you are in a hurry, there is what we call, they are spirits, but the Holy Ghost is a king spirit. You cannot force him to move. You can only dobale until he decides to move. Are you with me now? People like Moses that understands the formation of the glory, we say, if I found favor in thy sight, he understands the language of steering the mortal one. The one that sustains all things and is not sustained by anyone. In case you say, God didn't answer me my prayer, I will stop. He is not moved. When you finish after 10 years, you come back. He is still God. You are the one that is getting old. He is the eternal one. He is not threatened by time. When Jonah was moving up and down, he sat one place. When Jonah finished in his disobedience, he didn't know that he is fulfilling destiny. After he stayed 3 days, now he woke up. When Jesus came, he said, as Jonah sat 3 days, even so with the Son of Man stay in the belly of the ground. That's when we saw that your adventure in disobedience also captured a part in God's dealing for your life. You are not that strong, my brother. He's like chess. Pastor, he's like chess. And he's a grandmaster. That is why, if you see strong men, they are the men that have eyes. Not, you see, some of, you see, our generation has a wrong understanding of what it means to be a prophet, even to be prophetic. It's not, I see your pant is blue. At best, even if it's genuine gift, is it not word of knowledge? How is that one prophecy? How is that one prophetic? Where? If you find it, come and show me. You know, people don't read their Bible. By the message of God, I've read my Bible many times. And I'm yet to see it. That's why you are not amounting to anything. You are building on sinking sand. Heaven is not aware of your resources. Any resource you build that cannot be traced to Christ, is something that when the wind blows, it will wipe it away. Something will happen here. My heart is burning. Jesus said, I'm just trying to pass message across so that you will ride on something. I feel this year like a tornado in my heart, Pastor. It's like a tornado. I found out late last year that this thing is working. When I now find out it's working, you know what I did?
Have you used radio before? Eh? You know you can tune to this radio station, tune terminal. I tuned to one and I found out it's working. And I told her, I said, can Satan feel make me tune to another one? I broke the knob, threw it away. To make sure that I'm only tuned to that frequency. Since I found that it's working, I have lost the capacity to be creative. If you hear what I'm saying, you find out that this thing is easy like this. And it doesn't respect age. It's light. Believe me. It is in my own opinion. If God wants to show you mercy, he gives you a lot of light. And then you'll be older than your physical age. Elihu said, I gave old age time to speak, Pastor. He said, I respect elderly people. I gave them time. And then Job, that was suffering, came. I said, the reason why I'm suffering, I can't find any reason why I'm suffering. I pay my tithe. I do this. I do that. Why is this one happening? I pray. I fast. Why has this thing not happened? That's what Job said. In his eyes, he is self-righteous. And he said, that's why I'm angry with you. Because the challenge of Job is that he lacked sight into eternity. Because that's where the reality of what is happening is domiciled. God boasted with Job. Say, have you seen my servant Job? He is an upright man. Satan says he's a lie. Now, Job didn't know that there is a reality backing that thing. And because he doesn't know, he became self-righteous. And he knew, was angry. And then the friends of Job came and they used the philosophies of men and interpretations of bamboozled everywhere. And he was angry with them too. When he finished, he said, the only reason why I have retained the capacity to have answer to this matter is because I left time and I traveled into eternity. You can travel. Touch your neighbor, say you can travel. All you need is transport systems. You see, you must understand that you are a seed of eternity. And that means that you are more like a dual personality, having the capacity to function in between realms. The most powerful in our time are them that function more in the realm of the spirit. Because the spiritual realm, Pastor, is the mother realm. Let me say it again. The spiritual realm is what? That's where the things that we see here is giving birth to. The Bible says in the book of, is it not Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3 or verse 4? He said that through faith we understand. Is it not true? That means that the major work of faith is to grant you an understanding that the things that we see are not made from the things that do appear. That means that there is a place where the things that we see came from. That place is the mother realm. It is the realm of the spirit. So the capacity and strength of faith lies in the fact that it can lay hold on the things that is not yet seen, that is domiciled in the realm of the spirit. Now, the truth is that it is actually seen, or eye with me. Just that it is not with this physical eye. Please, faith is not. I know people have taught it, but it is not in the Bible. People say, you have heard it. Well, it looks a little good, but it is revelational indiscipline. You know, eye with me. In Revelation, there are two key things you watch out for. There's what we call revelational skill, and there's what we call revelational indiscipline or discipline. So, for example, if I say faith is not logic, you know, is correct, but I'm already towing a line. Because the next thing I will say is that faith is not logical, which is wrong. Is faith not logical? The only thing is that you have not participated where the reality that powers it is. If you have been there, you will now know that there is nothing like faith being illogical. It can be explained, just that you can't explain it. You can't explain it. But the one that participated in the realm, mother realm, where that faith, the substance, remember, faith is substance. That means it is a reality in a realm. So if somebody has the capacity to see that reality in that realm, he comes out in this realm and lives as if Satan doesn't exist. So there is a way you pray and groan and cry, and then God shows you where he has lifted you up. Meanwhile, you still come out here, you are not seeing it. There is a way, pastor, we preach and the thing will lash in your spirit. That you cannot see it physically. Is it not a reality? Is it not substance? Can't it be explained? He might not explain you with your human words, but it can be explained. When you get in the realm of the spirit, there are places you'll be caught up in the heavens. They won't be speaking your language, but they are discussing. How many of you have encountered Jesus or even angels? They'll be talking. They'll be talking to you. If you're an Igbo man, they'll be talking to you in Igbo language. If you are an Hausa man, Hausa language, the same angel. The thing is that they are not speaking your language, actually. You hear in your language. That is why there is need to upgrade our revelational capacity. Because the voice of God to us takes the shape of the revelational capacity that we have. So if you believe, for example, that without anointing oil, nothing will happen to you. That is where your revelational capacity stopped. But there is such a man that said, speak your word only. That means the same power. So he can walk at that level. It is revelation. So as you begin to walk with God, you begin to go higher. Your revelation begins to go up. There are some people, if he's in Christ Embassy, I'll be watching healing school. They will be teaching them, once pastor comes in, just jump out, you are healed. Don't wait for prayer. So as the man comes in, the expectation is so high. There is one young lady, one small girl I saw, he didn't even reach him. The young lady jumped out and started walking. They asked her why. He said, you know, they are telling other grown ups, they didn't believe it, but the small girl believed. They told her, if pastor comes in, as soon as he enters the door, just jump out, you are already free. The lady believed it. So as soon as Pastor Chris entered the door, she jumped out and started walking. That is a higher level. There are people, if you don't hold them like this, for 2 hours, they won't believe you are prayed. They will stay there and suffer their pastor. Please have mercy on your pastor. The more the revelation, the less the job, the work. You don't do manual labor. So sometimes pastor can be speaking and then you are sorting things out. So before they now reach the time, they say, let's pray. You have finished your own. Your prayer now is to help the people around you. Are with me? Actually, when you come into fellowship like this, you supply life. You are not, if you only have the mindset of receiving, that's the challenge we have. We have not been taught accurately. There are three key things in the apostolic culture. One is what? Say prayer. Two is say word. And number three is fellowship.
So you cannot take away the place of fellowshipping with brethren. You will lose, you will not be, never be accurate if you don't fellowship with brethren. I know you study, some people has engineered a different, they say they don't need to go to church, they don't need to, you are not looking at, I don't know where you got your revelation from. Because it's not in the Bible. There are three major bases from which the apostles generated a culture. Number one is that they give themselves to prayer, to the word, and to fellowship. These are the three things. Because you can be on your own and think you are correct until that thing you think is revelation, until you come, you will see that it is OP. You have been carrying OP and it's never working for you. Haven't you wondered why that thing you call faith is not working? Say, I have faith, it didn't work. It's because you didn't know that thing you define as faith is not faith. It can be F-A-T-E. But it's not the faith that is in the Bible. The faith to lay hold on things. It is when you fellowship. In case you didn't receive it from teaching, you see it in manifestation. So when we fellowship with brethren, you release life. By the time they are now praying, you are releasing life. Let me tell you a secret. Your pastor might not have told you. It's only we that are pastors that know that sometimes when you come to church, you are dry. And then you'll be worshipping, looking for water. You'll be worshipping, looking for water, looking for water. You know you can't do anything except that water comes. And the one pastor, too, they don't know pastor himself needs help. There is nobody, me. So, every believer is supposed to carry life. This is what happens. When you come, you deposit your life. Deposit life. So, if a pastor has a congregation of people that have life, when he comes, there will be a convergence. So, what pastor does, because he has skills more than you, actually, there is skills to find that water. What he does is that in the next 5 minutes, he has found it. And he will drink. Because he needs to drink. Because the level that God needs to bring you people, you don't have the capacity to get to that level. It's like a caterpillar that needs to bring down this wall before others will pass. He's the caterpillar. You are the sports car. Okay, now you are a sports car. Go and pass. You will crash. But the caterpillar comes and bulldozes this wall, and then others will pass. But there is no fuel in the caterpillar. There is no fuel in the caterpillar. So when it comes, it drinks, and then his engine revs. And then it comes and says, "The Lord said, I prophesy to you." Haven't you noticed sometimes you come to church tired, weak, many, by the time prayer and worship, you will forget that you even had headache self. What happened? Say life. I don't want to go there. Because the merchandise of the kingdom of God is what? Is life. That's the merchandise of the kingdom. Jesus said that I have come to do what? An even abundant life. Because he gave you life that will manifest in such a way that there will be an overflow. So that people will benefit from your life. That is why it's abundant life. What song are you playing for me now? There is no song. Why now? There is one that will sing. My God. Hey! Don't be inventive. Oh. Samon takabana hai la beno. Sigi balama hai tabakabana tobatai. Esevene de bayakabana kubada hai sele. Ranto baba kabrete le debunata sale. Kaina mo baba na hai debunakate. Ah, things are happening. No? There are more angels than human beings.
You know, some people don't believe this thing.
I entered redemption camp first.
And I stood on a pulpit that is, it will reach that place. Just pulpit. If God has not helped you, don't go there. There are two things that can happen to people that go there. It's either you are disgraced or you are honored. There's no middle point. It was there that I knew that there, no matter how much human beings are, angels still outnumber them. There are many things happening, whether you know or not. That's why your amen does not affect many things, but it's good, be shouting it. Because for your own good, though, be shouting. Are with me? So that you not come tomorrow and say, I said, don't shout. No, no, no. Sometimes it helps you to align your heart. Just shouting amen aligns your heart. It's not as if you now made God to do what he didn't want to do. I know you are fed. If you shout amen, this one, God will not give you a car. If God did not plan to give you a car, nothing will come. That is the truth. But if he intends to do it, when you shout amen, your heart aligns. Take small things to align your heart. What are you saying now? What are you saying now? What are you saying now?
What are you saying now?
Jesus, what are you saying now?
What are you saying now?
Jesus, what are you saying now? Search the spirit, search the realm. Something must drop. What are you saying now?
What are you saying now?
Jesus, what are you saying now?
What are you saying now?
Jesus, what are you saying now?
What are you saying now?
Jesus, what are you saying now?
What are you saying now?
Jesus, what are you saying now?
What are you saying now?
Jesus, what are you saying now?
What are you saying now?
Jesus, what are you saying now?
What are you saying now?
Jesus, what are you saying now?
What are you saying now?
Jesus, what are you saying now?
What are
I'm not
you
in a hurry, Lord.
Jesus, what are you saying now?
What are you saying now?
Savior, what are you saying now?
What are you saying now?
Jesus, what are you saying now?
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 What are you saying now? What are you saying now?
What are you saying now?
What are you saying now?
What are you saying now?
I hear restoration in my spirit. I
hear restoration. For everyone that lost years, lost money, lost finances, lost grace, lost anointing, there is a restoration. 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 Samantha Bahad. What are you saying now? What are you saying now? Yes. What are you saying now? Jesus, what are you saying now?
What are you saying now?
Jesus, what are you saying now?
What are you saying now?
Savior, what are you saying now?
What are you saying now?
Jesus, what are you saying now?
What are you saying now?
Jesus, what are you saying now?
What are you saying now?
Jesus, what are you saying now?
What are you saying?
Does it mean you are comfortable with my condition?
What are you saying?
Does it mean that you are comforted? If only you will speak, if only you will speak.
Yeah.
Ago you had a miscarriage. Listen to me. God will restore in the name of Jesus Christ. What are you saying now?
What are you saying now?
There is somebody that lost an anointing. An anointing. God will restore now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Savior, what are you saying now? What are you saying now?
Jesus,
what are you saying now? What are you saying now?
Jesus, what are you saying now?
What are you saying?
Somebody in the spirit, you are climbing a staircase, and I asked the Lord, he said he is giving you a connection. My God, receive speed, receive speed, receive speed, receive speed, receive speed, receive speed, receive speed.
What are you saying now? What are you saying now?
Jesus, what are you saying now?
What are you saying now?
Jesus, what are you saying now?
What are you saying now?
Savior,
I'm sure you've been blessed by this message. For more of this life transforming messages or for further inquiry, you could reach us at ShekinahAssembly1@gmail.com or 080-6239-5359. You could also log on to www.shekinahassembly.com. Stay blessed.